Staying in Pakistan, under new legislation passed by the U.S. Congress, aid to Pakistan will be tied to Islamabad's efforts to stop Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and other anti-Western extremist organizations from operating in its territory. A research fellow for South Asia at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London is Rahul Roy Chowdhury. He says that although America's presence in Pakistan will not be politically accepted, the international community can still help.
It is unlikely to be politically acceptable to Pakistan for the U.S. to use military force in a preemptive manner in Pakistani territory against Al-Qaeda cadres located in Pakistan.
What can the international community do on the sidelines to help the situation? The
presidential elections will take place presumably in September, October this year, followed by national elections. Now, one way to really counter developments we've seen along with countering Islamic extremism is for a more broad-based political structure to emerge, for elections to be carried out which are free and fair, for a level playing field for the elections for other political parties to participate in. And I think the sense will be for the international community to facilitate a level playing field for political parties on the ground and a free and fair election process in Pakistan in the next few months. By doing this and by bringing together a government that could be more broad-based, the international community would be really facilitating a move towards countering Islamist extremism in a more effective manner.